Yeah.
It is time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today's tea is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone. All right, so y'all here for another Ghostbusters or not?
No.
Okay. So there's another one dropping in 2020. I know you don't want one, but it's happening anyway. So the original director for the ones in the 80s, Ivan Reitman, I think that's how you say his name. Mm-hmm. His son, Jason Reitman, is doing the new one.
Uh-huh.
So it won't be like the female one that they did like 2016, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be basically, he's going to be picking up from the one that they left off in the 80s. And he had the original, like, what's the name of the car? Ecto, the original Ghostbuster vehicle.
The
old joint, like an old white taxi, whatever. So I don't know. We're going to find out. No word on if anybody's going to be involved that we know, but stay tuned.
Right. Listen, the only thing that matters is that Bobby Brown is in the soundtrack.
Was he in the original soundtrack?
Absolutely.
Dope. He was playing old music in the trailer. In the trailer, they had like some of the sound like it.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I don't want
to
see no ghosts with cell phones, so please get it together, Jason Reitman. please, come on. So the NFL announced that Gladys Knight is singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, we just losing them one at a time. Auntie Gladys. She said in a statement, "I am proud to use my voice to unite and represent our country in my hometown of Atlanta." The NFL recently announced their new social justice platform, Inspire Change, and I'm honored to be a part of its inaugural year. I feel that. I mean, she an elder, so I feel like I can't get disrespectful.
She still got to do it on one knee, though.
That's what I'm hoping.
She got to.
I hope she goes there with an afro wearing all black and beret, like at the tip top of it or something. Like, I hope she does something. Does it with a fist, something, Auntie. Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm. All right. Does it with a fist, something, Auntie. Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm. All right. So, speaking of the Super Bowl. So, we were talking about Travis Scott and his whole situation, how he lied on Cap. So, whole time, did you know that the artists don't get paid to do Super Bowl?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So, what is he doing it for? He's not even getting no coin.
Wait a minute.
The rep for the NFL, Joanna Hunter, she said, "We do not pay the artists. We cover expenses and production costs." So what is he doing it for?
The look.
That's crazy.
Right.
You already got the ill Chris Kardashian Jenner look. You do not need the Super Bowl, but okay, whatever. So TMZ caught up with Jazzy Faye. And he said he's going
to...
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
He said he's going back to Atlanta for halftime show rehearsals.
Uh-oh.
Then he mentioned that Lil Jon and Jermaine Dupri were also possibly going to be involved in the halftime show. I'm confused. I'm like, is he confused with the thing that Jermaine Dupri is doing, like the whole festival he was doing that weekend? Is he confusing the two, or is he talking about the actual halftime?
We shall find out.
Okay. So let's talk about Soulja Boy. So we already know he was on Big Draco, was acting a fool yesterday in the interview. We also know that he was just acting a fool on the internet. So he said that he started the careers of like Famous Dex, Drake, whatever. So Famous Dex and him got into a whole virtual physical fist fight.
When?
Like last night.
On FaceTime.
It was Instagram Live.
Instagram Live.
So basically, so Soulja posted an old video of Famous Dex flashing money, saying like, "Oh, you signed a Soulja Boy, SODMG, whatever, whatever." So he was like, "Soulja Boy, what up, bro? Like, I'll be in LA in the morning, whatever." So Soulja Boy gets on his live, just ranting, called Famous Dex a crackhead, which I won't put it past him because homeboy fell asleep on a live one time. It was a little weird. He like fell asleep like in the middle of his speech, just nodded off, mm-hmm. and came back to life. So anyway, he ranted for a long time, maybe like 10 minutes, and then Famous Dex joins him on the live. So they end up arguing. A fist up, they clinking their fists together like with the rings, like, "Oh, you want to fight?" Oh, Soulja Boy took his coat off. He took his coat off like he was about to square up with my guys via the
all of this
screen.
On the line.
Like, now we punching people through the phone. I know you said kids through the phone, now we fighting through the phone. Like, something is, I don't know, something is really wrong with this. It just, that whole situation annoyed me. All right, so last but not least, because so Cardi B, City Girls, they dropped twerk video yesterday. If you haven't seen it, go bless your life. There's a whole bunch of cheeks and things. You can learn some tricks, ladies. So we also know that the government is shut down. And Cardi, I feel like she summed it up for all of us who, like, we woke, but we don't know what to do. So here's
and gentlemen,
tea with Cardi B's knowledge.
A word from Cardi.
Here we go.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.